Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Someone in this room is upset.
What happened?
Well, he didn't ask for this.
Nope.
He's being forced to finish this, and it's not right.
Yes.
And according to Kimmy, he may be the only man in America that has a problem with his wife pulling this move.
Or that's bothered to this extent.
Because, Kimmy, you believe that every married man that can hear us is waiting for this moment in their life.
You're rooting for the opposite to happen.
Yes!
Yeah.
That Tommy is dreading every time it shows up in his kitchen. Mm. You're hanging out in the break room. Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. Tommy comes in during a commercial break yesterday. And, like, just to give you a little behind the scenes of the show, like, we have a lot of fun on the air. But probably twice a week, out of nowhere, Tommy will just go off like a car alarm on some completely non sequitur thing that all of a sudden pops in his head.
Yeah.
So you walk in the room and you go, you guys aren't going to believe this.
It's how my wife eats. Like, she doesn't finish things. Mm-hmm. Like, she'll make herself a salad.
Okay.
But she'll cut like a half a tomato.
Okay.
And a half an avocado and make a salad. And then she like either puts it in the refrigerator or whatever. Mm-hmm. Or like she'll start to eat something. Oh, I can't finish this. Do you want it? And I'm always like, and I don't get how you can't finish them. Like, you can't eat a goddamn sandwich. You can't eat a tomato. Is it going to kill you to finish the other half of the avocado? And I have this rule. Mm-hmm. Tomatoes and avocados don't go in the refrigerator ever. If you cut an avocado, eat the goddamn avocado because it's going to turn brown. Open up cut a tomato.
Uh-huh.
Eat the tomato.
I've never eaten a full tomato in one sitting.
How you're?
If I'm slicing it up, putting it on a sandwich or something, I'm not.
Yeah,
I'm not putting a full tomato on a sandwich.
I'll eat a half a tomato while I'm putting the other half on a sandwich.
Even half a tomato on a sandwich is still an unbelievable amount of tomato.
How big are the tomatoes you buy, man? What are you buying them by the power plant?
Beefsteak tomatoes, buddy. Only the biggest for me.
Tomato's going to last me three sandwiches minimum.
Three? I could get five sandwiches out of one tomato.
Oh, my God. What are you, paper thin?
Bro,
why even have it?
You have one slice of tomato on a sandwich.
That's all right, you make a salad.
Yeah.
You're a big salad boy.
Yeah.
You should be a fat boy. Now you're a salad boy. You can't... You're going to put avocado and a tomato in a salad. How much are you using?
All right, maximum in a salad. Maximum. Half an avocado.
Half an avocado. Eat a goddamn avocado.
Maximum. Avocado? Half a tomato, but most likely a quarter tomato.
Yeah.
Jeez, what kind of puny-ass girl salad you making?
Sorry, you want a man salad with more tomato? Salad.
But it's weird you have this
big old avocado.
You are Mr. You know how many calories are in that? You should watch your portions.
Well, it's a tomato. There's nothing in it.
No, there's calories in tomatoes, buddy.
A whole avocado?
A lot of fat in avocados.
Yes, there is, but it's a good fat.
There's no such thing as good fat, buddy, is what I read from a social influencer.
I've watched you when Dan Mason, GM of the Rochester Red Wings, comes in. He brings his food during the summer. You will pick through what he brings in and eat it, like, tiny bits of it at a time. And then leave the rest to get thrown out.
I don't know what you're talking about.
All right, but here's the thing.
And we always make the argument, just eat the whole sandwich. You're like, no, I don't like it. I don't want to eat bread.
But here's the thing.
What?
Past your weird-ass amount of tomato consumption,
yes.
Kimmy heard you talking.
Yeah.
And said, not only is your take wrong, it's the opposite of every man's take
it's
ever.
It's foreign, yes.
Because I've told you leftovers do not exist in my house. Because the second I'm done eating something and I haven't finished the meal completely, my husband takes it. He takes it over. Like, he's waiting for me to finish to see how much is going to get, to see how much is left over.
So he's like a dog.
Because he's going to finish it.
Because the dog's always just waiting for you to finish it off for him.
Yeah.
That's every husband, though.
So he has no problem if, like, let's say we make chicken. I cut a piece of chicken in half to eat it. Like, he's going to eat the other half of the chicken.
Like, my wife will open up something, right?
Yeah.
And I don't know if she's opened it.
Okay.
And I'll look in her 2 days later. I go, did you open this? She goes, oh, yeah, I wanted you to finish it. I go, it's been open for 2 days.
Oh, my God.
Why didn't you tell me?
2 days in the fridge? Whatever will you do?
I won't eat anything that's been open more than 24 hours.
Are you serious, you bitch? Open,
yes.
Okay.
You'll throw it away.
I won't touch it. Toss it.
Why?
Because it's going to go rancid. I don't want to get sick. I don't want to get sick.
You can give it more than a day.
It's in the fridge.
24 hours.
It's in the fridge. You don't need to cover your food in the fridge. It's not an absolute necessity.
Yes, you do.
Why?
Because it'll go bad. And it starts going bad as soon as you open it.
Okay.
It's going to rot in your gut. That's what they call rot gut.
I'm with Kimmy on this one.
Of course you are.
The phone number is 252-WCMF.
You always side with my wife.
252-9263. You, Tommy, might be the only man in America that has a problem with this. Because there are several roles as a husband you are supposed to play.
Yeah.
Protector, head of household, and most importantly, garbage disposal. It is your job as a husband or a boyfriend.
Or dad.
Yes, to finish all of the stuff that the people in your house do not eat. And it is a job that, one, most husbands excel at, and two, most husbands look forward to. Like, it's one of the few joys in life left. I get extra portions. Is there any other man listening to this show right now?
Probably a dying man.
That feels the way Tommy does? Or, much like Kimmy's husband and myself, are most husbands silently waiting for the go-ahead from their wives to finish their food?
You're gluttons, yes.
No, you're not a glutton. You're not asking for it.
That's kind of glutton.
How is that gluttonous?
You're like hovering over the chicken.
No.
As soon as you're done, you scoop it in.
No.
Eat. Like leftover, what's funny about and I think a lot of wives do this, like if let's say we go out to dinner, she's not going to finish. She's not going to finish.
Yeah. Sure.
And she will take everything with her.
Mm-hmm.
The bread, the butter. Is this a side? Pour it into this. Like,
I'm going to eat it for lunch tomorrow.
Yeah. It never gets eaten.
Oh, see,
she throws it out. So my thing is leave it there.
But like...
No,
but
I don't
want
to waste
option.
It. Let's waste it at home.
Okay, but why not waste it at home? At least
let's
I have
give
the
it
option
to waste
of
management.
Eating it if I want it.
She never wants it.
But sometimes
ever.
She might.
It never happens, man.
You might want to pick at it.
It gets tossed.
But you won't eat it.
No.
There's free food in the fridge.
Yeah.
No, prepared by somebody else.
It's been open. It's now it's sat in a car. It's sat in a fridge. It's a day later. I don't want. It's something I also. It might be something too. I don't normally eat.
The things you've eaten in your past, and I've met some of your ex girlfriends. The stuff in the fridge is a problem for you.
Yes,
I promise you, those were not refrigerated, and they were wide open in plenty of cars, my
friend. Yes, they were.
The only time my husband
on the
gets
dash.
Annoyed.
What's that?
The only time my husband gets annoyed with stuff in the fridge is if it's something he doesn't like or something he says I ruined. So, like, if I put avocados on something or tomatoes or something that he doesn't like, some sauce he doesn't like, well, then I ruined it and he doesn't want it.
He didn't like
anymore.
Avocado?
No.
That would bother me, too. How do you not like avocado?
I don't know.
It's like one of the greatest
things. He does not like it, though.
Things
so, like,
ever
invented. If I have avocado on anything or guacamole, anything like that.
How do you not like guacamole?
He doesn't eat guacamole?
No, he doesn't. Nothing with avocados.
What's wrong with your husband?
I don't know.
See, again,
but that's what
that
I mean.
Would bother me.
Yeah, like if I put it on there, I know I'm going to have this for lunch tomorrow because this is not going anywhere once I put it in the fridge.
All right, to the point you just made, the phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Tommy comes in yesterday during a commercial break like a tornado. Oh, my God, you know what I hate? My wife, she'll start eating some, and I'll eat half it, be like, you eat it. She'll cut half a tomato, put it back in the fridge, cut half an avocado. I don't want to eat all this extra stuff. The only husband in America that doesn't want to finish off what his wife can't finish. The only time something like this sucks, to Kimmy's point, is when your wife gets something that you don't like to eat. And that's where the mind games come in.
Was she, I don't like what she ordered?
Yeah, like let's say I go out to a restaurant with my wife, and she orders something that I don't want to eat.
Yeah, you're not a big seafood guy.
No. Like that fish especially.
Yeah.
So that's where you kind of got to play mind games without your wife realizing it.
Oh.
Because, like, I have found myself trying to subconsciously push my wife towards a meal I would like to finish.
Oh, steer her into that.
Yeah. Because, like, if you're out to dinner, you can secretly manipulate your spouse into getting a meal that you'll enjoy when she's done.
Oh.
And I think that every wife has had this happen to them without realizing it.
Oh, okay.
Because I've gotten pretty good at doing this with my wife.
Mind control on entrees when you're out.
Not mind control.
Well, it kind of is. Manipulation.
Yeah, thank you. Yes.
Which is mind control.
I am extremely manipulative when it comes to the food that I will have to finish. Well, you look at me like that.
We go like old Manchurian candidate when you go out to Applebee's.
Yeah,
yes, that's what I want.
You got a Sirhan hamburger. I mean, Kimmy, have you noticed your husband trying to manipulate you when you go out to dinner into ordering something that he will like to eat when you're done with it?
No, he won't sway me one way or the
Maybe
other.
Maybe that's how good he is at it.
Because especially if we're going, I mean, like I've told you guys, like he doesn't like pasta or anything. That's like my number one.
How did he get so big?
I don't know, a lot of potatoes.
I guess.
That'll do it.
Big spud boy.
I read somewhere that the potato has all of the vitamins and minerals you need to survive. You could only eat potatoes. And I don't know if that's true, but I'm going to believe that for the rest
of the time. You know what his secret codename is?
What's that?
Tater cell.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. Let's talk to Kanan. She's on CMF. Hello, Kanan.
Hello. Good morning.
How are you?
I'm kind of suffering a little, but I'm enjoying what's going on.
Okay, so what do you got for us?
So I've got three men in my life. I've got my husband, who will get stabbed in the hand with my fork if he touches my food before I say I'm done eating.
Okay.
Because I gastric bypass and I don't eat all that much, so he will happily take whatever I have.
Okay.
I have a 20-year-old son. Who, if I walk in the house with takeout, he's got the box in his hand and it doesn't even touch the refrigerator. And my uncle is just like Tommy, who will not touch leftovers, not like if they went out to eat or if my aunt cooked, he won't touch it for a second round.
They call him the sissy uncle.
That's you.
He's a sissy uncle.
That's you.
I've always been a sissy uncle.
No, you're the sissiest of sissies, though. You're like King Sis.
King Sis?
Yeah, so that's it.
All right, but I mean, Kanan, when you're done with your food, your husband gets that food and he's happy about it, right?
Oh yeah, he's tickled pink. Like, but I'll order what
but
I
then
want.
Then he tickles him pink.
Ew! Come on.
He's fine with it, and he'll even have it if it's 3 days old.
But you've had that surgery where you can't eat a lot, correct?
Correct.
Man, that's like a dream come true for every husband.
And you get a skinny wife out of it.
So for me, if I have a leftovers, it could be two additional meals for me. And I would happily have the leftovers, but I'm telling you, like half the time when I walk in the house with a takeout box, my 20-year-old son will be like at the door, what you got? Can I have it?
I mean, that was us when we were kids.
Yeah.
Was that real food?
What was that?
No, I'm sorry. I'm making a joke with Tommy. I apologize. I'm talking over you.
Oh, she's cutting out a little.
Oh, Kanan, we're losing your phone, but thank you for the call. I really appreciate it. All right, we got Instagram messages coming in. Duffy on WCMF. Baron Von Butt writes us.
Oh, what is he saying?
Tommy has reached the age where his metabolism has slowed to a crawl.
It's slow.
It's so bad, his widow Tommy can't handle more than three or four bites.
Yeah, but he eats a whole tomato or whole avocado.
I ate an avocado and a tomato, and I went Italian. I'm sorry. I lost it.
Now, my wife does something else that I guess your husband would appreciate. Like, sometimes she'll put stuff on my plate. I can't eat this. And without asking.
Oh, yeah, I put it on his plate. If I know I'm not going to finish it.
I go, no, I'm good. And then she, no, but she's going to put it on my plate anyway, right?
Yeah.
And I don't touch it.
Okay.
And she goes, well, you didn't eat that. I said, yeah, I didn't want it. And then she goes, well, it's going to go to waste. And then I'm going to go, yeah, it's going to go to waste. Because I don't want it.
Do you understand what she's doing there, you dick? That is a love language.
Giving you the opportunity.
No, that's called take food care of pushers. The situation.
She's taking care of you.
Yeah.
I just ate a meal.
It's a cavewoman instinct response. She wants you to be the hunter-gatherer you are with the extra calories that require... I can't even finish the sentence. But it is a love language thing.
But look at me, man. What am I hunting and gathering?
Jeremy writes us on Instagram, Duffy at WCMF, easiest way to get us. He says, my wife cooks extra, so we have leftovers. Either that, or she's just trying to stop me from hovering over the table like a starving Labrador retriever.
It is funny how you might feel like this about your wife too, Pat, though. My husband doesn't understand when I can put away a very small portion of something. Like, if I don't finish, like, a few bites of something, or, like, it's not even, like, a full serving size, like, I'll still put it away for myself, and he can't wrap his head around how I can make that a meal later on.
Oh, no, it drives me nuts, because it's two bites. I'll finish it. Just let me finish it now, and we'll have the room in the fridge. And my wife will be like, no, I'm going to eat it later. Like, I am in the camp now where I'm disappointed when my wife gets something small when we go out to eat. Because, like, she has this habit, and I don't know where she gets it from. She'll get like a side salad and like three sides.
Mm-hmm.
I want to try the side.
Yeah.
The sides look
but
so good.
But the sides are enormous usually in restaurants.
It depends on where we're going.
Okay.
Right? Like if it's a family style side, I'm cool with it.
Right.
If it's an individual serving side, it means there's going to be no leftovers for me to house. And the sides she gets also suck.
Really?
There's a little slice of tomato with cheese and basil on it. That'll be $15. I don't want that.
All right. Well, yeah, you're not a very out of the box eater.
Out of the box. It's tomato, cheese, and basil. How is that out of the box?
It's delicious. It's that buffalo mozzarella.
It's literally the most base food possible. Tomato, cheese, basil. It's
very Italian.
What's the dark? Is it olive oil?
No, it's balsamic vinegar.
No, it sucks.
Delicious.
It sucks.
The one thing I also don't get
is
when people don't finish their breakfast and put it in the refrigerator.
Okay, breakfast, yeah, it doesn't always
breakfast should be eaten or tossed. Yeah. There shouldn't be partial egg and
pastries
bagel.
Pastries you can keep around.
No, I'm talking like straight up breakfast.
Yeah. What about like...
Toast. Toast, you either eat that goddamn toast or toss the toast.
I could agree on
what
the
about
toast.
Like bacon, sausage?
Eat it.
No, you can say bacon and sausage.
For what?
You can put it on a sandwich.
You like cold sausage? You want to put a cold sausage in your mouth?
I love cold sausage.
A cold, brown, and served sausage.
Yeah, I would kill for a cold sausage right now.
Why didn't you tell me, bro?
Well, I'm telling you right now.
I just got into the meat game.
Get the hell out of here.
Yeah.
Well, like, how so?
Well, I just got my license. I got to open up a little kiosk in the metro.
Oh, what's it called?
It's called Uncle Tommy's Old Time Cold Pork from a farm to your lips, and here comes some sauce.
That would be the coldest sausage of all time.
Always cold.
We got way more Instagram messages coming in. We'll get to those in a sec. We're also getting phone calls from the most unique names we've ever had.
Right.
We just had a Kanan, right?
Yeah.
Now we have Igor. He's on CMF.
Wait, that cannot be his actual
name. I know two Igors.
They're monsters. Legitimate. There's no handsome Igor.
Igor, what's up, buddy? You're on CMF.
Well, I just wanted to say, I don't know where you guys are getting this idea that there's something going to be left when your wife's done eating. I mean, my God, she'd take my fingers right off if I get too close.
Well, any woman that would fall in love with an Igor, I don't want to meet. Because your face is going to be a mess.
Tommy, I used to be a goo.
Kid who smoked pot back in the day. That's a callback from a bad barber joke yesterday. Hey, Igor, is that your real name?
No, it's not my real name. Everybody'd know who I was if I told you. And all the other goos would get mad at me for telling on them.
Dynamite fake name. Igor. Thank you for the call, buddy. Have a good rest of the day. I went to middle school with an Igor.
Really? I'm always picturing a guy with one gigantic eye and one regular eye.
Okay, what are we doing? We're doing Gene Wilder movies now?
Well, like Marty Feldman.
More Instagram messages coming in. Derek writes us on Instagram, Tommy bitching that his wife, she wants me to finish her leftover food, and I say no!
Not only is he mad about it, he doesn't understand it. I think that's the baffling part to me.
Derek writes us, Duffy at WCMF, easiest way to get us. I never get my wife's leftovers. She'll eat a third of her dinner, box it up because she tells me she wants to eat it later, then throw it out three days later without having another bite. Just let me eat it while we're out.
That's every woman.
All right, let me ask you this.
Yeah.
Is there an embarrassment for some women, their husbands finishing their dinner when they're out to eat?
Wait, there?
Embarrassment?
Like, he just slides the plate over and starts eating it?
Well, no, because I've done that with my wife a bunch of times. Like, it's one thing.
It's a low-class move.
Why would she be embarrassed?
Well, it's Kimmy. It's like one thing to, like, you know, finish a burger at Applebee's your wife didn't finish. But let's say you're at, like, a collared shirt kind of gym.
Yeah. You're in a nice place.
Yeah.
Is it trashy for your husband to take your plate from across the table, put it on top of his plate?
Oh, man, that is such a low-rent move, man.
It wouldn't bother me. But I know that there are people that like just like are very proper and
well. Like we were at a nice
act a certain way here.
We were just at all of us in a really nice restaurant.
Yeah.
That would be weird, man. All of a sudden, you just pull a plate.
But we shouldn't be uptight about it. Like, look at who we are.
You're not in a prison yard, man.
We do the
creep cap every Friday, and we're worried about sharing something off a plate.
No, you're literally taking the plate of food and just eating.
Yeah, pulling. I've done that with my wife at that exact restaurant.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
What's wrong with you, man?
I didn't think about it until it just got brought up. I mean, it is awkward when the waitress comes over and there's no plate in front of your wife.
Oh, right. Like what happened?
My husband and I have swapped plates, so at least I have something in front of me.
Oh, no. I will finish mine, and then I will take her plate and put it on top
of
my plate.
Wait, your plate swappers?
Yeah, well, so it makes room for him, so I'll take his empty plate.
This is my parents. This is the stuff my parents used to do.
Well, what? That's a common thing.
My parents used to do this thing too, like, oh, try this, and it would be on their fork.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm not putting my mouth.
That's called love.
No, it's called spit up.
You wouldn't eat something off your wife's fork.
My wife's fork,
like
yes.
You lied. I know. But she knows She's listening.
But she knows better.
Okay. Oh, she knows better. God.
She knows her place.
Remember, Mr. I don't put my foot down on another.
She knows better than the do the fork bit. Especially at a restaurant, like I'm a goddamn baby.
You are a goddamn baby. You're a giant, wrinkly baby. Bitch baby. 252WCMF. Let's talk to Ben. Hey, Ben. How are you, buddy?
How you guys doing?
Good, man. What's up?
The funniest thing you said all day, actually probably all week, is Tommy being a hunter-gatherer. That was hilarious.
Thank you.
Anyway, so when I have my daughters on Wednesdays and on the weekend, whenever I make lunch for them or dinner or whatever, my one daughter will usually clear the plate, so I don't get anything off of her plate. But my younger daughter, she zones in on one thing and eats that. And then I usually get two meals for every one meal because she'll eat, like, just her fruit and not touch her chicken nuggets or anything.
No, he's right. Having kids is the greatest thing ever. What sucks is when my girls were little.
You have a heart attack at 55.
When my girls were little. Ben, your phone, I got some background. I got to let you go, but thanks for the call. My wife, you know, wanted the kids to eat healthy.
Yeah.
So, like, when we were kids and you would go get a kid's meal somewhere, any restaurant, it would be the entree, fries or tater tots, and, like, chocolate milk.
Mm.
Now you have the option for, like, apple slices or, you know, orange slices.
Milk.
So my wife would always choose, like, apple slices, and I don't want that. So, like, my daughter would have, like, three apple slices left over, and it's like, oh, I got to eat this. What am I, a horse?
Yeah.
Sucks. More Instagram messages. Yeah. This one interesting.
Oh.
Justin writes us. Shrinkflation is eliminating husband leftovers. The portions are smaller now at restaurants. It isn't even the husband's share left when she's done.
He's right. I mean, there are certain places we go to because I'm expecting leftovers, but it's not as common as I would say as it used to be.
Or they're squeezing the little guy.
Or you
had
a full meal left over.
No, I mean,
the big guy's turning into a little guy.
What commercial voice? We're number one. Still number one. What commercial are you doing? I can't think. You know what solves all of this as a problem?
What?
Family-style restaurants.
Well, I mean, how they serve you? Like,
One entree for everybody.
Oh, like plates?
Yeah.
I hate that stuff.
Yeah. It's fine if I'm with, like, my direct family, but if you're with, like, other people and you're not really sure about their eating preferences, it gets really awkward when you're ordering.
And I don't feel like I'm eating out. I feel like I'm eating at somebody's house.
Nobody wants to make a decision.
Bowls of food?
Well, you don't really know
this
how
is what
much
I have
to
at home.
Order.
If it's just me and my spouse, just me and my wife, I love the family style.
I've never eaten family style with just two people.
Really? Some restaurants you have to.
Yeah.
They only serve family
style.
Yeah. Like P.F. Chang's was only family style for a while,
was
right?
It? I don't remember.
I didn't go to P.F. Chang's a lot. I wanted real, authentic strip mall Chinese food.
Yeah, because if you're with a group, then the leftovers get a little dicey.
And I don't like everybody poking around.
Well, you're just scooping it onto your plate. Yeah.
And the fork, it's one fork that everyone's using in the dish.
Everybody's handling everything.
Oh, my God.
They never pull it until close to them. No, I don't want that. I don't want that. I don't want you hovering over what I'm going to eat.
Okay. You're slowly turning into Howard Hughes. Like, you're going to have, like, tissue boxes on your feet. Your fingernails are going to be 5 inches long.
I've only got three jars of urine underneath this chair.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at AboutAmazon.com.
I'd have thought that any business owner would be excited about this.
Oh.
Right? Like, you're getting out of a situation where there's nobody walking around.
Yeah.
And you could be put into a situation where the foot traffic is a whole bunch better.
You're making money.
Which would, in theory, make your business better. Mm. But that is not the case.
Yeah.
Because these stores that have held on in a place where nobody is going, some of them are upset.
What do you think? You think you'd go broke.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. So the big story last week in the town of Henrietta is that Wilmorite, who owns Marketplace Mall, has let all of the stores that have only inside entrances, they have to be gone. They're shutting the place down.
You're getting tossed.
Yep, you got it. And Wilmorite said that they will help them find other places in properties that Wilmorite owns. Right. Those include Eastview Mall, the Mall Grease Ridge, and the Pittsford Colony Plaza. Is that one of them?
Okay.
One of the plazas in Pittsford. Mm. By the way, the outdoor entrance stores.
The big joint.
Yeah, at the mall. So Floor and Decor, Dave and Buster's, Go-Kart Racetrack, JCPenney, they will remain open.
Mm. Okay.
But the word on the street is...
So there's nothing inside anymore.
Well, that's just it. They're going to turn it into something, and Wilmorite says they are in discussions with several different people that will do something with the entire property on the inside.
All right.
But they can't announce what it is yet because nothing has been finalized. So
All right. The
fact that the mall has been pretty much dead for maybe a year or two.
Oh, easily, yeah.
You'd think that these places that had leases would be excited to be let out of it where they can go somewhere else. But you'd be wrong.
Really?
Berkeley Breen, who always gets to the bottom of everything.
Oh, yeah.
Over there on 10 NBC, took a trip over to the mall, was disappointed when he saw the Auntie Anne's pretzel was already gone. And then went back to his job. And he talked to the man who owns the jewelry store left over in Marketplace Mall.
Okay.
It's called DS Jewelry and Repair. It is owned by Malik Elmas. And Malik is very upset that he is being forced to leave.
So, but he has no customers.
He says he does.
But he must.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, that could be one of those things, jewelry repair. I don't know, maybe people are like loyal to that area, or maybe there aren't a lot in that space.
So in Henrietta?
I don't know. Is there a lot of specifically jewelry repair spots?
Yeah.
But it seems like,
is there?
If you're that unique, because you repair jewelry, you could go anywhere because you're unique and they'll find you because they need you.
Yeah.
So why are you hanging there?
Is it cheap to stay there?
I mean, it's a good question. It would have to be probably less expensive.
But they're going to toss your ass anyway.
So
right?
he says that his customers, he has a loyal base of customers that continue to come to him, that those customers know where he is, and he's afraid if he moves, they will not be able to find
plenty
him.
Plenty of barking.
They're that loyal, they'll find you, man.
Okay.
Yeah, or they go somewhere. Like, if there are other places closer to where they live, if they're in Henrietta, they're not going to probably go all the way to Pittsford.
Valid point.
You know?
So,
I guess if you're trying to keep your current customer base, I would be afraid to move.
I gotta slip all the way inside there, and there's nothing else there to do. Like, one thing, I go to the mall, it's convenient for other things I can do.
Sure, sure.
I can do that and leave.
Yeah, but
get
you don't
out.
Have to worry about, you know, a ton of people, or I don't know.
You said that you don't even think they
have a food
court.
I can understand, I guess,
they
like,
don't.
Why if your business is doing okay, and maybe you're not paying a ton in rent, you wouldn't want to move.
So is he like
you'd be scared to move?
Is he saying he's going to stay? Like,
well, he can't. They're going to shut them all down. So in an interview with Berkeley Breen that aired yesterday, Mr. Elmas, who owns this jewelry store, said he was told he has to be out by January 1st.
Oh.
So that's when it's over.
Yeah.
And, I mean, he has no choice. They asked him where he's going to go. He said he wants to stay in Henrietta, probably someplace in Henrietta. But it doesn't look like Wilmorite owns anything in Henrietta that he can move into.
Oh.
So he's going to have to go rent from somebody else.
Okay, that's business.
But
it wouldn't be as big of a problem if he could stay in the area.
But here's the thing. Like, up and down Jefferson Road, there are a ton of businesses like what this guy does. So now he just becomes, you know, another face in a crowded space.
Oh.
Where here, I mean, I guess, look, I don't know. I would have thought the same way you're thinking.
Yeah.
That he, get me out of this, you know, empty place.
There's nobody there.
But it does kind of suck. Like, you know.
It's got to be lonely there, too. Like,
maybe it's quiet.
Yeah, but like, let's say there's like nothing going on. So let's say, you know, businesses aren't slammed all day, right?
Yeah.
You just sit there by yourself in an empty mall with an echo. This place got to be creepy.
Yeah, I'm thinking about what's still open the last time I went in there. The JCPenney is still open, and you can tell because they have a big sign on the outside of the JCPenney that says, "We are open.
So please come in."
Yeah. I think there's like a prom shop.
Wait,
and
that's
like a
still
tailor.
Hanging? Well, we got our tuxedos?
Yeah, maybe. Oh, no, Tuxedo Junk's is not there, but the tailor across the way, I think, is still there.
Yeah, but there is a prom happy. And... Is it Tuxedo Junk? It might be something else.
Okay.
This is we got those white tuxedos there. We had to wear for our Christmas party.
Is Zoomies still open?
What's Zoomies? A kid's store?
Yeah, it's like a skateboard shop, bro.
But if they don't have an outside entrance, they're out.
Yeah, they would have to go.
Yeah.
Because like the Express outlet. Place,
and that's only in malls.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can you Google what stores are still open currently in the Marketplace Mall? It's probably not even an appropriate list because like as we
go. Yeah, they're going to be gone anyway.
As we go down like the timeline here, I mean, the mall opened 45 years ago.
45 years.
It was one of the more popular malls for a long time.
Oh, sure.
But Bon-Ton started the exodus. They closed in 2013. They were going to do the outlet mall ID in 2016. That never happened. Macy's shut down in 2017. They just bricked the entrance to Macy's up. It's very creepy.
Oh.
Dick's moved out this year. The Orthopedic Center opened in 2023. That was supposed to revive what could be retail. That never happened.
Mm.
There was a time where they opened up like this jump area. It was
for
almost
kids? Like a trampoline thing?
No. It was almost like a, how do I put this? Theme park amusement ride.
Oh.
Outside of the old Macy's where like you got strapped in and you would like jump and spin and stuff like
but
that.
But it was inside.
It was, yeah.
Yeah.
In like the front of Macy's.
And that didn't work?
I did not. For some reason, people did not want to go to the mall to jump.
Jump around.
Kimmy, what do we got for stores still open?
Okay, so I'm seeing there's a Beauty and Brows place.
Okay. Always got one of those in the mall.
Beauty store.
No. They do the actual stuff.
They list JCPenney. Is JCPenney
still? Penny's is still open, yes.
That's still there. Lens Crafters, Land's End.
Land's End is still open? Oh, that's outside the mall.
The Jewelry Repair, DS Jewelry Repair, Custom T-shirts.
Awesome.
Floor and Decor.
Outside the mall.
Not a lot of choices.
But again, like half of these are
Quick Fit Alterations.
Yeah. Okay. So all the sneaker stores are gone.
Respect My Kicks.
That's a secondhand sneaker store. Like
okay,
a,
that's in there.
You resell sneakers to that guy.
All right.
Sportsman's Warehouse.
That's outside the mall.
Okay.
So nothing.
And
really.
Yeah, there's not. I think the rest.
There's
of these
no
are
reason to go
the
there.
I am gonna go walk around one more time before they close it.
One more lap.
Yeah. No, all I mean, look, I, you know, my kids loved going there when they were little.
It's gonna be kind of sad to see it like gone.
Yeah, but it's gonna be one of those things too, where once it closes, it's like, oh, I never got to go back.
Oh, there's also like a cell phone store and a Best Fit menswear.
Okay.
Those are some lonely dudes.
Anybody?
Hello.
It's one of those places where it's like $99 suits.
Yeah.
Advertised.
They might actually get a decent amount of business. I don't know how many places are left like that.
Well, like there's a Men's Warehouse on Jefferson Road.
Is there still? I thought those were closing.
Oh, I don't know.
Or maybe I'm thinking a different spot.
Mm.
That's how well we know Henry. I live there, for God's sakes.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at AboutAmazon.com.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.